Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Ramble On. I wasn't sure what I was going to be rambling on about today, so then I got on Reddit, which is a lovely source of information, and I saw this video of a chimpanzee, and what the chimpanzee was doing was he was staring at this computer screen, and the screen had numbers displayed randomly throughout the screen, numbers of 1 through 9. And what the chimpanzee had to do was memorize them. And he had like a second to memorize them, because the next screen that would show up were squares, right where the numbers were placed previously, but without the numbers. And so he had to click on the squares numerically according to the numbers, and he was able to do it, which I think is incredible, because he was literally given like a second to memorize it. And I know I wouldn't be able to do that. But when I saw that video, I started to think about like other animals that we use to experiment on. Because luckily for him, it didn't seem to be an experiment too harsh, hopefully. But we typically just use chimpanzees and mice. I think it's just white mice, though. And pigs, mostly, because, well, they biologically are more similar to humans as opposed to other animals, which I think is interesting because they're some mice. I don't know how many things in common we have with mice, but physically we don't look similar at all. But biologically we have a lot of things similar, apparently. And I know a lot of people have issues with like experimenting on animals for any use, really. And it makes more sense for, like, things that aren't necessary, I guess, like cosmetics and things like that. I'm not entirely sure why they need animals for that. I feel like you're able to accomplish the same testing results with other forms other than harming animals for something like cosmetics, something that's not important, I guess. But for medicine, well, it makes complete sense because, well, they're similar to humans, and we're not going to start injecting humans with a potentially harmful medicine or anything because, well, the results can be tragic. And although nobody wants anybody or anything to go through something horrible, it's gonna happen when it comes to testing a new anything. When it comes with medicine anyways, it's gonna cause harm. Now the amount of harm can be reduced. I know there's this thing called in vitro testing, which is basically just testing and test tubes, you know, just in lab form, not any animals or anything like that, just tissue samples and any kind of sample, I guess, which is extremely useful because, well, you're able to test for things that can reduce harm to animals, like, for example, medicine, medications and things like that. You want to test those first before you distribute them to the population, because if you distribute them to the population and it turns out that, hey, this thing, this can cause, let's say, cancer. That's obviously an exaggeration for some cases, but it can cause some kind of harm or something like that, or can, when you take it, it burns your insides. Well, you can test for things like that by simply just, you know, taking it to a lab and seeing what it does. And from there, they are able to reduce the toxicity or eliminate the toxicity. And then they test it on animals. Depending on what the drug is, sometimes they are able to just distribute it to the population, but other times they have to first test it on animals. Like, I think it's just mostly things that, like, disease-wise, like cancers and things like that, they mostly test on animals. Something simple, I'm not sure what would be something simple, but something simple, they just distribute to the population. Obviously, with getting FDA approved, but they are then able to test it on animals and reduce the harm that it's done to them with using in vitro testing, which is great, I think. But other types of testing that they're trying to come up with anyways are like organ printing, which is pretty incredible if you think about it. Because even just thinking about in vitro testing, being able to use tissue samples as a form to test for toxicities and things like that is pretty incredible. Because if you think about it, a long time ago, people, or at least like, I'm not sure if there were medical experts, but at their time anyways. But people back then used to think that if somebody was sick, it had to do because of an imbalance, I guess, maybe, of like between the, what is it, like earth, wind, and fire kind of situation and water. And so what they would do is cut them open, because like, let's say they got the flu, and so they would just like cuts. I'm not sure how big these cuts were. Maybe they're just like little nicks, probably not little nicks, but let's just say they're little nicks, and they just let them bleed out. They probably weren't nicks then if they're letting them bleed out, but they would cut them as a way to let the imbalance out and let the balance in, I guess. I'm not sure entirely what their thought process was with this, but they would do that and, you know, to hope for the balance to come back and to restore health to this person. Well, that's ridiculous if you think about it now. I mean, that's why I'm having difficulty thinking about the thought process on this. But that's what they used to do, and they used to think that was the way to cure people. Which, I mean, when you don't have things like, I guess, a lot of the technology we have now, and also that was, I don't know how long ago that was that they were doing that, but I mean, I gotta say probably like a couple, at least, I don't know, 3,000, 4,000, I don't know how many years ago, but a couple thousand years ago. And so now we have all of this, but that's because of all the errors that were made in the past. Now we've been able to learn from those errors and progress on them. And well, now we have these things called in vitro testing. And also, like I said before, organ printing, which is pretty, pretty freaking cool if you ask me. Well, the first time I heard about this was on an episode of Grey's Anatomy a long, long time ago. But I didn't really look into it. I just usually assume that it's not as accurate as they display it on television, obviously. But I do know that when it comes to the show, they kind of go along with what's happening in the real world. Now, they exaggerate it, obviously, because, you know, it's a television series, so they have to exaggerate points of it in order to make it more interesting. But I looked it up, and it's pretty great, because, like, on the show, from what I saw, it was just, like, this plastic thing, which is, I'm sure, which is how it started. Just this plastic, I guess you can say, toy. That's what it looked like. It was, like, the shape of a heart, but it was plastic, so it just kind of looked like a toy. But now they're able to actually make it out of some kind of, I'm not sure what it's made out of, but it's a tissue-looking material thing. You know, it actually stretches and things like that, and they're able to inject blood into it, or synthetic blood into it, which is pretty cool, because now they can create every organ with it. Now, they're not functional for, like, human use yet. I mean, that's the whole thing that they're trying to get it to, where to you won't have to use another human's organ or wait for a donation and or excuse me, and or wait till somebody dies, which is usually the case for, like, heart transplants. You typically don't have two hearts, you typically just have one heart. And once you remove that heart, well, things are not going to go well for you. So this whole organ printing is kind of going to eliminate that whole process. Because as far as I know, they have heart, kidneys, livers, and I think they're working, like, on ears and, like, things like that, because sometimes people are born without ears and things like that, so they're trying to print that out instead of having to create an ear from cartilage or in tissue, which is what they do now. They're able just to print it out, and voila. And, I mean, going from cutting people open and then waiting for them to get better to organ printing, I think that's a huge advancement. I mean, and soon we'll actually be able to use the organs for human use, for as a functional body organ, which is incredible. But going back to the medical experiments, so, you know, like, people have issues with it because it harms animals and things like that, and it does. And they have placed laws, like, you have to increase their cage space, because sometimes it's not even the experiment themselves that are harming the animals. It's sometimes a mixture of, like, the stress that comes from the experiment, and then the stress of being in this confined space, which is sometimes shared with various animals. And sometimes they're not, sometimes they're by themselves. But they're still in this confined space, and it causes stress, which is sometimes worse than what is happening with the experiments that they're doing on them. And so the laws have been in place to, like, increase some cage space and to treat the animals fairly. I mean, just not to neglect them and things like that, which you don't want to do, first of all, because if you're running an experiment, if you are neglecting the animals or causing any additional harm to them, the experiment's going to be flawed and inaccurate. But think that's kind of something that has to happen, I guess, because how else are we going to get this kind of information that tells us, like, hey, this is caused by this because of this, and the way to stop this is by doing this. That'd be a great way of scientist does explain things with using the word this. The reason that you can't use any kind of synthetic anything or in vitro testing for some medications and or any other kind of medical study is because it's not the same. With in vitro testing, you're able to get just like a sample and you're unable to see like the whole picture. And you're not able to see the whole picture, you don't get the same results. They're different, and they only give you what would happen if you inject this part of the body, or this, it wouldn't be a body part, it would be like a sample, so let's say like red blood cells. If you inject this to the red blood cells, this is what's going to happen. And sometimes it can be bad, sometimes it can be good. But the thing is that our body isn't just red blood cells. There's white blood cells, there's lungs, there's different organs, there's blood, which contains all those cells and everything. But the point I'm trying to say is that it's all connected. It's not just one thing. It's a thing that flows with each other. When it gets into your bloodstream, it can go anywhere. It can go to all your organs. It's going to go through your heart for sure. And when you're just getting a sample of it, you're only seeing what happens with that specific thing. It's not telling you what's going to happen if it interacts with this other thing. I don't know if you noticed, I'm not a medical expert, which is why I'm using words like thing to explain things. But just because I'm not a medical expert doesn't mean I'm not right. Also doesn't mean I'm not wrong either. But you can't just get the whole picture by only using a sample, which is why we use animals. Because with animals, they are living organisms that, you know, the blood flows through just like ours. You know, we may not function exactly the same, but we are similar in the way we function. And so if you inject an animal with a medication or something, you're able to see what happens to the whole organism. And hopefully it's nothing horrible, but you're able to learn from it and improve on it and able to create something good from it. And you're not able to get that with in vitro testing. And soon we'll probably be able to get it from organ printing, because you'll probably be able to create a whole body with everything that our body has and able to inject it with that and see what happens. But until then, what we have now are animals, and we have people too, but I don't think anybody's going to be getting in line to be ingested with some weird medication that nobody has any idea that what's going to happen once ingested to them. Well, we might have an idea, but it's not always for certain. So, yeah, I think that's all I had to say. And I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you for listening to another episode of Let's Ramble On.